Hard Cop. The audience is listening.
Oklahoma, please.
And you recall the situation in January of 1997. 10 years ago today, you announced for the presidency. And you challenged Bill Clinton in 1996, lost the race. President Clinton invited you to the White House January 17th to award you the Presidential Medal of Honor. And you were supposed to offer some Presidential Medal of Freedom. And you were supposed to offer some words of gratitude. And instead, this is how Bob Dole began his comments.
I, Robert J. Dole. Do solemnly swear. Sorry, wrong speech.
Of 24-hour news channels and blogs, the news business is becoming more and more fragmented. But for me, it still comes down to the big three: Extra, Access Hollywood, and Entertainment Tonight. That's because celebrities can't wait to tell you about everything that's going on in the world, plus what to think about it. Most entertainers' opinions fall into one of three categories. First, there's defiance. That's the tactic that actor Tom Sizemore used in his recent appearance on Dateline NBC. Sizemore's been in trouble with the law for drugs and domestic violence violations, but what he really wanted to do was offer a nuanced critique of the Fourth Estate.
Is that acting?
I'm not acting right now. I said the press.
I know. Go back to court. How were you in
there? I was my brokenhearted. My poor mother and poor father out there, and they're both aging, and my mother's almost dead, watching their eldest son be, I'm done.
Yeah. Whoa, careful, careful. I'm going to carry the chair with you all the way.
Yes. Tom Sizemore got tangled up in his mic cord. And if you think that's embarrassing, you should have seen what he looked like by the time he got home. Of course, as a celebrity, you can't be too defiant. Otherwise, you might have to wind up taking the second tact, repentance. That's what Jane Fonda has had to do lately. She's been expressing regret for some of her anti-war protests from 3 decades ago.
I'm charging the government with genocide, and ecticide and biocide.
You said, watching myself, I want to shout, will someone please tell her to shut up?
Yes.
Do you still need that someone? Because I'd be happy to do the job. Fonda also expressed regret for posing on a Vietnamese anti-aircraft gun.
I will go to my grave regretting that. It was the largest lapse of judgment that I can even imagine.
Wow. That's really saying something, coming from a woman who spent nearly a decade married to Ted Turner. I mean, straddling an enemy aircraft gun is one thing, but straddling this... What if your celebrity is so great it surpasses defiance and repentance? There's one final option: transcendence. That's the exalted state that Mel Gibson has attained when he sent this statement of support for Terri Schiavo's parents. He knew enough about the case to spell their name almost right, and felt so strongly about the issue, he faxed his thoughts from a New Orleans seafood restaurant.
Don't eat anything that's served to you out a window unless you're a seagull. acting all shocked that a human finger was found in a bowl of Wendy's chili. Hey, it cost less than a dollar. What did you expect it to contain? Trout? Luckily, it was only a finger. If it was a whole hand, Congress would have voted to keep it alive.
Hey, folks, did you watch any of the big wedding there from London, Camilla Parker Bowles and Prince Charles? Anybody see the big British thing? It's a weird guest list. You know, Joan Rivers was actually at the wedding. Were you aware of this? Yeah. She was there to make Charles and Camilla look photogenic.
Are you familiar with Tom DeLay, who is the House Majority Leader? He's from Texas, a congressman. They're not booing. They're
booing.
Well, I guess they were booing. I'm trying to come up with a word they might have been saying other than boo to represent Tom DeLay, but unfortunately, none of it rhymes with ooh. DeLay is the House Majority Leader. You don't see much of him, typically because the kind of element that the corrosive nature of his being typically works best in the darkness, in the moist underbelly, if you will. But recently, he became so upset with the 15-year Schiavo case and the 9 to 10 legal judgments from liberal to conservative to all types of judges that made their decisions, that he appeared in the open. And as you know, sunshine. It burns. But here's what he had to say.
We will look at an arrogant, out of control, unaccountable judiciary that thumb their nose at Congress and the president.
I know you are, but what am I? Tom DeLay is going to look at an arrogant, out of control anything? So anyway, that's kind of a veiled threat to the courts, who they didn't decide the way he wanted them to, so now he's going to check their balanced power. Damn it. But that's a veiled threat. Senator Cornyn from Texas was equally upset the other day over a Supreme Court ruling that banned the death penalty for minors. Hear what he had to say.
I wonder whether there may be some connection between the perception in some quarters on some occasions where judges are making political decisions yet are unaccountable to the public, that it builds up and builds up and builds up to the point where some people engage in violence.
What an absolutely handsome crazy person. He's of course referring to the horrible courthouse incident in Atlanta when a man on trial for rape and murder overpowered a guard and shot three people, including a judge. If I'm following his logic, the man who was on trial for rape and murder, who was about to be sent to jail, was very frustrated about judicial activism. So basically, if the decisions of an independent judiciary don't go your way, just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and make thinly veiled threats to judges on national television.
Services for Pope John Paul II were held Friday and attended by a U.S. delegation that consisted of Bill Clinton, George Bush Sr., Condoleezza Rice, Laura Bush, President Bush, and one well-hidden Game Boy.
The Queen, she got all snarky about the whole thing and... she was not thrilled about the marriage. Right up to the end, she was trying to convince Camilla to marry Robert Blake.
No, I tell you, that poor woman has passed away now, and they are still fighting about it. The husband wants her cremated, the parents want her buried, and President Bush wants to appoint her to the Supreme Court.
Unfortunately for the administration, the Pope had also expressed other beliefs.
Yeah, I was going to say, Senator Domenici, on the issue of the death penalty, you disagree with the Catholic Church.
You know what? That's a nice question, but I didn't really come on here to talk about that.
I came on here to spin the Pope's death positively for me. Scott McClellan, same question.
Knowing that the president fully supports the death penalty, the use of the death penalty, does he see it as a contradiction to use that phrase, culture of life?
I think the president's views are well known. I don't think now is the time to talk about where they may have differed on one or two areas.
For shame. For shame, reporter. Out of respect for the Holy Father, just once, could you not point out our bull, please? Just once, out of respect for the guy. Another place the Pope differed from the administration was on the war in Iraq. The Pope called it, quote, a defeat for humanity, while the Vatican referred to it as, quote, illegal, immoral, and unjust. To Fox News' Neil Cavuto, that meant there was some wiggle room in the Pope's position.
I think he impressed a lot of people in the Arab and Islamic world by taking a strong stance against the war in Iraq. Something
well,
he
to
might
be
want
fair, to his views were not that black and white on the war in Iraq, but Hussein, thank you very much.
No, I think you're wrong about that.
Okay,
Neil.
Well, we can argue, but I don't want to argue with you today because I like you.
Yeah. Pope says defeat for humanity, I say tomato. But as always, the classiest respects were paid by our good friends at Crossfire, who decided the best way to honor the Pope was through completely inappropriate show intro music. I s*** you not. Here is an actual clip with the actual sound from the opening of Tuesday's Crossfire.
Today on Crossfire. Live from the George Washington University, Paul Begala and Robert Novak.
Ave Ma Crossfire. Rat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a. You know? Think I was too easy on those pricks.
Tom DeLay took several ethically questionable golf trips paid for by foreign lobbyists, and that his wife and daughter were paid $500,000 from his own political action committee. DeLay referred to the allegations as just another seedy attempt by the liberal media to embarrass me with my own actions, words, and illegal doings.
Well, among the bad news, listen to this. One in four returning Iraqi veterans, it came out this week, who are at Veteran Affairs Hospital, has been diagnosed with a mental disorder. One out of four. I know that sounds high, but it does include everybody who says, am I crazy or were we sent there under false pretenses?
State Supreme Court on Thursday announced a two-year suspension for a lawyer caught having jailhouse sex with a triple murder defendant she was representing. Joke's on you, dummies. I'm not really a lawyer. A new study has found that the active ingredient in marijuana reduces artery clogging in mice. According to the mice, this was without a doubt the best science experiment they've ever been part of. Falcons quarterback Michael Vick has been hit with a lawsuit by a woman who claims he passed along the herpes virus to her in 2003. Even more shocking, he passed it to her from 60 yards away.
Oklahoma, please.
New rule. Abstinence pledges make you horny. In a setback for the morals values crowd, a new 8-year study just released reveals that American teenagers who take virginity pledges wind up with just as many STDs as the other kids. But that's not all. Taking the pledge also makes a teenage girl 6 times more likely to perform oral sex and 4 times more likely to allow anal. Which leads me to an important question. Where were these pledges when I was in high school? Seriously, when I was a teenager, the only kids having anal intercourse were the ones who missed. My idea of lubrication was oiling my bike chain. If I had known, I could have been getting porn star sex the same year I took Algebra 2 simply by joining up with the Christian Rite. I'd have been so down with Jesus, they would have had to fry me out of the pew. And let me tell you, there is a lot worse things than teenagers having sex. Namely, teenagers not having sex. Here's something you'll never hear. That suicide bomber blew himself up because he was having too much sex. Sex, sex, sex. Nonstop, all that crazy Arab ever had was sex, and look what happened. But among the Puritans here of the 21st century, the less said to kids about sex, the better. Because people who talk about pee-pees are potty mouths. And so, armed with limited knowledge and believing that regular vaginal intercourse to be either immaculate or filthy dirty, these kids did with their pledge what everybody does with contracts. They found loopholes. 2 of them, to be exact.
We live in bizarro world. I've never seen anything quite like that argument. I've heard a lot of things, but I've never heard they'll get around to covering the largest attack on Americans in Iraq, 44 in one shot, that Al-Qaeda is in Iraq, and that 40 to 60 insurgents attacked and killed 44 Americans and prisoners in this. I can't get over it. Everything is okay as long as there's a Republic. I got news for you. This Pope despised George Bush. He hated him ever since George Bush made fun of Carla Faye Tucker when he was governor of Texas because the Pope was anti-death penalty, which is what I was going to bring up with this guy. And the Pope really had a problem with Bush's bloodlust. That goes back to when Bush was governor. Because you got to remember that Carla Faye Tucker was represented by 350 of the world's Protestant and Orthodox churches. And they wrote to Governor Bush to spare her. And that's why he was asked to comment about it. And he was talking to Tucker Carlson, that little lion, bow tie wearing piece of swill. And he made fun of Carla Faye Tucker. He said, oh, please don't kill me. And the Pope was just sickened by this. And, of course, the Iraq War the Pope was against. And, of course, the Pope had a huge problem with President Bush's culture of death. And he had a huge problem with the way Bush presented it. The Pope never liked that Bush was determining who was and who was not an evildoer. The Pope did not like George Bush. And watching George Bush sit at his funeral so reverently, as if he didn't hate this man, it's another scene out of The Godfather. You remember all the murder scenes in The Godfather? Michael Corleone was always at church. He was at a baptism, and the heads of the five families were all being murdered. And it's just like that. I mean, I look at Bush at the funeral this morning. You know, if you wanted to see it, by the way, you did make an effort. And you think of Michael Corleone acting so reverently, denouncing Satan at the baptism. Remember that? Connie had the baby, and she wanted Michael to stand godfather to the baby. He's standing there and he's doing the baptism, and part of the baptism ceremony is, do you denounce Satan and all his works? And he says, I do denounce Satan and all his works. And as he's saying it, the heads of the five families are getting knocked off. It's a brilliant, this is a pure Coppola classic. I mean, it's just, this is Francis Ford at his best. And Michael's acting really reverently at the baptism, denouncing Satan, while the wholesale carnage is being done in his name. It's really what I felt when I saw Bush sitting at the side of the Pope at St. Peter's Basilica. You've got to think of sort of, I guess the Iraqi people should be Mo Green. You can't talk to a country like Iraq like that, Michael! And American veterans, they're nothing more than Luca Brasi because they get it much earlier in the film. And the senior citizens of this country, think of them as Cassio. Bush has got to be the Fredo of the family. You can't talk to a country like Iraq like that.
You are listening to Bart Cop Radio at BartCop.com. The Hammer of Truth.
Well, there you had it. Show 73 is in the can. I hope you liked parts of it. Doubtful you liked all of it. Nobody likes all of it because there's so many parts. And before we go, I'd like to remind you once again, Tiger Woods had no idea in this world that that ball was going to fall. If he did, I got cash money. I will stand there with $1,000 per hole, give him 10-1 odds, and ask him to do it again. And we'll go up and down that golf course, and every time he hits a ball way the hell to the left and it stops and does a low right reversal and then wiggles back and forth into the hole, I'll give him $10,000 every time he does that if he gives me $1,000 every time he misses. What he did was about as likely. You've seen on these video blooper shows where some high school basketball game, some pimply little 12-year-old kid is under the other basket playing basketball, and the buzzer is about to run out, so he grabs that ball and he heaves it all the way all down to the other end of the court, and it goes through nothing but net. That kid will never again make another basket like that, but if he's smart, he's going to stand there and say, I do it all the time, like Tiger Woods, but he's lying, don't believe him. That being that, I'd like to thank you for listening. I'd like to thank you for subscribing. Appreciate you all for supporting the page. Appreciate you keeping the radio show going. I'd like to especially thank those people who dropped the occasional check in the mail. Those are tax-free. So once again, thank all the subscribers. Thanks to Tommy and Tally. Tommy is a wizard. He's helping to turn the pig's ear into a cow's purse. I'm hard at work on show 74. Back at you soon. This is Bart and K-Drag. I'm out of here.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Far too kind. Woo! Yeah.
Ready?
Woo!
Let's go.
Can I get an encore?
Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to roll.
Yeah. Now what the hell are you waiting for?
After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, make some noise.
Get him, Jay.
Who you know fresher than whole? Riddle me that. Y'all know where I'm lyrically at. Can none of y'all mirror me back? Yeah, hear me rap. It's like hand G rapping his prime. I'm young H.O. Rap's grateful dead. Back to take over the globe. Now break bread. I'm in Boeing jets, Global Express. Out the country, but the blueberry still connect. On the lower, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, what the f*** you expect? Yep, yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Damn your manholes, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find open ahead with no pen? Just draw inspiration. Who you gonna see? You can't replace him with cheap imitations of this generation. Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn Bowl. One last time, I need y'all to roll. You knew if I pay my dues, how will they pay you? When you first come in the game, they try to play you. Then you drive a couple of hits, look how they wait to you. From Marcy to Madison Square, to the only thing that matters is just a matter of years. As fate would have it, J status appears to be at an all-time high. Perfect time to say goodbye. When I come back like Jordan, we're in the 4-5. It ain't to play games with you, it's to aim at you. Probably maim you. If I owe you, I'm blowing you to slivering. Except I'll take one for your team. And I need you to remember one thing.
One thing.
I came, I saw, I conquered. A record sale, sold out concert. Come on, you want this encore. I need you to scream until your lungs.